And so.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Again, your calls are primary if you make them. In the meantime, we'll continue what we began over the weekend. I didn't honestly think I'd get to finish Sam's email that we started on Saturday night, but it was good enough to blow up the phones, and the calls never stopped coming in. So I figure we will continue his conversation. This, again, Sam from Texas, Obscured Truth Network. Sam has been conversing with some of the elected officials here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. As you know, if you've been listening to the program, Sam is a Free State Project member, and he is intending to he's also a first 1,000 mover, so he's going to be one of the first 1,000 activists to be living here in the state of New Hampshire. So he should be here by the end of the year, and as he prepares his, as he prepares to get here, he will. Or he has actually been sort of familiarizing himself with the world of Keene politics, basically.
He's putting his toe in the water already.
Yeah, and so I wanted to actually continue that particular email, and I'm trying to pull it up here as we speak. There it is. All right, so he had a lengthy email that he wrote to Cynthia, who is one of the city councilors here. She has a radio show called Talk Back. If you go to freekeene.com, which is my other website, you can listen to some of the audio that we've recorded of myself and Sam and a few others from the area calling Miss Cynthia on her radio show and talking to her about the voluntary society and the marketplace and, you know, solutions that the marketplace can provide as opposed to the government's way of solving these problems. And some of the calls are pretty interesting, and she seems like a pretty open-minded lady. So I think that's why one of the reasons why Sam took so much of his time to write such a lengthy response to her. And he begins by pointing out, well, he actually started by talking about how he's a voluntarist, and so we'll pick up shortly after where we left off Saturday. If you missed that, go grab the archives at freetalklife.com. But he says that as a voluntarist, I believe that all interactions should be voluntary and based upon mutual consent. I don't think that it's right to force anyone to do something they don't want. Unfortunately, your socialist all-or-nothing system doesn't allow that, and I therefore withdraw my consent to be governed. Now, since that's a requirement for your authority, will you honor my wishes and uphold your oath? The fact that I reject your government's punitive system of governance in no way means that I believe in no rules. I think that many laws serve a useful purpose and would exist as private property rules, which I would be free to not follow by simply leaving or never entering that person's property. If I go around causing harm, loss, or injury, and I don't compensate my victims, then my reputation rating is going to take a huge hit. Think of this like a credit score for life rather than just finances. How hard is it to buy a house with a fresh bankruptcy and a credit score of 520?
Darn difficult.
This goes back to the voluntary identification.
You better just have the cash.
Yeah. This goes back to the voluntary identification that I described below. Now, it would have several metrics related to each individual, all of which would make life in the coming voluntary society very difficult for somebody that wanted to be conciliatory about who they were. So, he says, when it comes to paying for other services, let's talk about that. I live by myself. I work from home, have no kids, and I drive very little. I've never used your government's services, like unemployment, unless I was threatened with punishment, as I am for traveling without your driving papers. I went to a blue ribbon school. I am arguably one of the best, or rather inarguably one of the best public government school districts in the U.S., and I was an A and B student. I was bored to tears most of the time. I felt that the teachers did more to stamp out my ideas rather than encourage them, as the Montessori elementary school I attended as a child seemed to foster by design. So here I am, an arguably intelligent person with an IQ in the top 1% of the population, a product of your government-run blue ribbon schools, and I don't know how to pronounce new words until I hear them. The longer they are, the worse I screw them up. How does something so fundamental manage to slip through the cracks in what is proclaimed to be the best your system has to offer? Can you imagine what it's like for the inner city kids where the teachers have long since given up? So for this privilege, your organization demands about I'm not going to name the names here, but because he pays a lot in taxes, thousands of dollars every year from me as my fair share. Is it fair to force me to pay for services I don't use, to send other people's kids to a school system that so miserably failed me, which I also find morally reprehensible? I want to pay for the services that I want and use. How can you justify demanding otherwise? I don't believe there's any justification, and government refuses to listen to the people that it claims to serve, which is why I'm stepping out of your system. I'm withdrawing my consent, and I'll start over if necessary. It may be an easy transition. It may not. That's up to you and your associates. Regardless of how this turns out, I will be free, and when the others see what it's like to live free, as we're already seeing from the response to my videos, they will want freedom for themselves. Now, I'll admit, that puts you in quite the predicament. You can choose to crack down and have your police enforce the laws for which you have no authority, thereby showing your oppressive and tyrannical nature. Now, this is, by the way, something that they do not want to understand. They do not want to connect themselves with the violence, and it is a theme that you'll hear if you listen to some of the audio clips I was pointing you to at freekeen.com, where we attempt to ask questions to back them into a corner where they will have to admit that, you know, without cooperating with the zoning laws, for instance, armed men with guns are going to show up and hurt you or throw you out of your house.
Now, it's interesting. Saturday on the show, we had a gal on, just, you know, a caller.
The sociopath?
Well, I wouldn't have called her a sociopath.
The one that advocated forced government education?
It was presented to her that, in fact, you would have to use violence to have a public school system. And she finally, you know, broke down after a couple of times, mm-hmm. a few times, maybe three, having it presented to her, that she said, yes, I do support taking your house away and kicking you out on the street. Of course, then I, you know, painted the picture a little more clearly. Not only are you going to kick me out of the house, but what if I don't want to leave? Then mm-hmm. you're going to send in your armed goons, I believe was the terminology I used, and, you know, quite possibly shoot my dog in the process and crush the skull of my little baby boy and, you know, in the rampage to kick me out. Yeah,
they wouldn't crush your baby. They would kill your dog, maybe, you know, point their guns at Senor Grouchy Pants, your kitty. But they, you know, the baby's valuable to the bureaucracy, so they'd probably take it and give it over to, you know, CYD.
Are you telling me that no children have been accidentally killed in SWAT raids?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I mean, there was a story last week we read about a lady that had her infant shot during a SWAT raid.
Awful.
So it certainly happens.
I think that's what I was referencing.
So he says, you could choose to crack down, and you'll create the net result of attracting more liberty activists like me. Option two is to simply do nothing, in which case the free society will simply grow as people once again get a taste for true freedom. In which case, if you do panic and decide to crack down later, it will only look even more oppressive and tyrannical because there will be more victims. This, Cynthia, is what Gandhi, Martin Luther King, Nelson Mandela, and other inspirational agents of peaceful change understood. The pen is truly mightier than the sword, and while you can take my possessions, threaten me, demand money, lock me in a cage, or even kill me, you cannot kill an idea. Our ideas have been spread far and wide. Their logic and reason is sound, and it's only a matter of time before a voluntary society evolves. The question becomes, how long do you want to continue fighting to be right about your system? And you asked me, has this worked? Because that was what he'd originally responded to with this email, was her question of, well, where in the world is this working? Where is this free market, this no government, no coercive society idea actually working out? And he says, I would turn that question around and ask it of you. Has government worked? I'm not asking if people have been ruled by power-hungry men and women seeking power for themselves. History is littered with examples. I'm asking how many governments have stood the test of time, lasting 500 years or more. Rome? Not exactly. A republic for 200 years, then came the empire stage, where they had troops stationed in far-flung places they conquered by slaughtering the local populations into submission. Even they failed after 400 years, after devaluing and diluting their currency and growing government to economic collapse. I'll give you the best answer I've come up with, Switzerland. They have the best example of a true democracy that's existed for over 500 years. Several things work in their favor. The government is small, the country is small, and they take a hands-off approach to the affairs of others. Most decisions are put up for a vote, and they force the male citizens to undergo militia training. Each man is then given his assault rifle to take home. That's quite a deterrent to government oppression. He comes back with more here, and we'll share the rest of it with you and get your comments. And you can also bring up whatever you want. This is your show, 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up anything. That's the point of the show. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are free. The auction is going on right now. If you want to win the second banner on the website, you can place your bid over at auction.freetalklive.com. I believe there's a couple more days left. That's auction.freetalklive.com. And in Chapter 6, Subterranean, Tad Galahad goes to hell. In hell, he finds nanobots, killbots, sexbots, supermodel clones, immortality, and a rocket ride off this pale blue dot. Go to freedom-engineering.com That's freedom-engineering.com. All right, 800-259-9231. Continuing to wrap up this email from Sam in Texas. His website, by the way, obscuredtruth.com. I know he's working on another one of his documentary videos right now, and I'm sure we'll hear more about that as it continues along. But he's also been getting in touch with some of the government people here in the area of Keene, New Hampshire, where, as you know, we do the program from. We moved here a couple years back as part of the Free State Project as early movers, intending to be liberty activists, hopefully to help progress things along so we can achieve liberty in our lifetime. And Sam is one of those, is going to be one of those early movers. So I guess he's sort of feeling things out with the bureaucrats up here and to let them know that he's coming. And so he's been asking.
I'm sure they're just waiting.
Yeah, he's been answering one of her questions. Cynthia, who's one of the hosts of a local talk show here in Keene, she asked him, well, where is this happening? Where is this free market actually occurring?
And for one, it's occurring wherever there isn't a government to stop it. Many governments are too small to get involved in the exchanges that go on with individuals. Mm-hmm. It certainly has some effect in the world trade sense. There's some effect of on the free market, but not nearly as much. For instance, I coming off the top of my head, I remember when my wife and I went on our honeymoon, we were out on a sailboat, and a guy came out with was selling us some stuff, baguettes, which is what they call their long skinny bread.
Okay.
And some other things for sustenance. He didn't collect any tax from us, okay? There wasn't a government bureaucrat checking to see that the baguette was fresh and good or anything like that. He could have made that baguette anywhere.
Yeah,
it didn't have a label.
Yesterday.
It didn't have a stamp. It didn't have any kind of indication that this was a safe baguette.
Was it good?
It was fine.
Excellent.
Yeah, made fine sandwiches.
So Sam says, where does a voluntary society exist? It's a great question. Some say ancient Icelandic culture was very close until the Vikings invaded. I haven't researched it, so I can't say for sure. Somalia is a great example where a voluntary society is evolving. Sure, the government-approved media says otherwise, and the UN, out of fear, keeps attempting to force a government on the people in Somalia. Ian has read stories on Free Talk Live about the warlords. He says, think private protection services provider. See, the mainstream media is all pro-state and adopts the state's terms, or they lose access to their governmental info. They have competed and stepped in to provide safety and security. Unfortunately, the warlords still claim to protect everyone in a given geographic area, turf or jurisdiction, as you call it. However, I suspect with time, this will change, and people will be allowed to purchase protection services from competing agencies. Operating under the protection of one group for $10 a month, a man is providing water to the village at something close to 10 cents per 1,000 gallons. And he's using the extra profits to provide free schooling to the community. This is one of the warlords, so-called, in Somalia. Cell phone service is the cheapest, most reliable, and available in all of Africa, where there's no gang helping out by regulating the industry to supposedly ensure everything's fair. How's the service in rural New Hampshire? You know, I'm thinking about setting up a...
Not good. And he knows that. He stayed out of my house before.
I'm thinking about setting up a WiMAX tower and providing internet and phone service to people within several square miles of me. And just a real quick addition to his comments about Somalia, it's important to remember that the Somalian situation came out through violence. So it's not exactly what it is we're aiming for here. We're aiming to achieve liberty without raising arms against the government. We're going to do it with non-cooperation, and maybe the guys in the political system will manage to do a thing or two to help out. But we are not going to use violence against the state to eliminate it. It will be eliminated because people have the paradigm shift that they need to have, and they'll understand, come to the understanding that the voluntary society is the best choice. And if people have that paradigm shift, then they really will come to the conclusion that government is unnecessary, and they can govern their own lives by themselves. So getting to the voluntary society through those means will provide, I think, much more stable structure after it's all said and done.
Well, I would agree with you if that in fact is what happens. At the very least, I think the people will be shown that government has gotten its fingers far too deeply into all kinds of business that it doesn't belong in, and perhaps bring it back to some sort of manageable size or legit if one can use the term legitimate in regards to government, a more legitimate size.
And as Sam says, perhaps some of the very best examples are right here in America. The roads were all privately owned before the government stepped in to steal them and nationalize the roads. Lysander Spooner started a very successful postal service that quickly began outperforming the government-run mail service. And how did they respond? Well, the only way they know how to solve problems, of course, with violence. They started arresting his postal carriers, seizing his mail, and all in the name of code and statute violations, you see. Lysander was run out of business by armed thugs fearing competition, and he wrote an essay I highly recommend called No Treason, The Constitution of No Authority, which is available free in text form or as an audiobook, which our friend Mark Stevens over at AdventuresInLegalLand.com, he actually turned that No Treason into the audiobook, so that's who reads that one. Anyway, Lysander asks some very powerful, thought-provoking questions about the nature of government, individual rights, and the specific system of government governance you employ. And I think it would be a very enlightening book for you to hear or read. If you'd like to understand a complete picture of how voluntary society can function in the absence of a government, the book A Market for Liberty does the best job that I've found. It's what finally put to rest my objections to a voluntary society. And then he links to freekeen.com, where you can go to book.freekeen.com. You can download The Market for Liberty absolutely free in both audiobook form and in PDF form, and it really is excellent. Sam wraps up by saying, as scary as it may seem, this evolution is happening right now, and it's only going to grow. Unlike Lysander, we have our own media to report what's happening for the entire world to see. Keene will be recorded in the history books as the birthplace of the voluntary society. What role do you intend to play in the evolution, to be studied later by children in the centuries to come? How will Cynthia and the city of Keene be remembered in the pages of history?
You know, he asked some really good questions there. You know, I think that Cynthia's the not a great target. She happens to be the most high-profile target because of her radio show, but she's the worst target as far as she's the smallest government on the city council. I mean, she believes in small government, I guess Joe Benzinski or whatever. But, you know, these people are essentially on the same side as we are.
Well, that's not saying too much because, I mean, Cynthia's... She's pretty effective at just parroting the pro-government stuff she's been fed over the years, so she doesn't have any means.
I think we all parrot everything that we've been told.
I understand that. So I think she's a good target.
She's a prospect.
Prospect.
I don't think I felt some combativeness in there, and I don't think you convince people terribly well with combativeness. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, there are times that's true, and I think that Sam ends up the letter really well. But
he did use the term your government a whole lot and really tied her in with the violence. And certainly that makes these people uncomfortable. They don't want to be associated with the violence. They will do whatever they can. They'll use whatever kind of verbal and mental gymnastics they possibly can to get away from associating with themselves with it. It must be very scary for them. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they went info on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Oh, Bonnie, if everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are friends, Clyde. They promised not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already 4 times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months' worth of 3 great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to the Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect a Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system clean. Protecta cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tank full and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a Protecta fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free, a $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system. You can get interactive with a couple thousand of our listeners, and you can read through over 375,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, and you'll find it all there free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
What if a socialist became the president of the United States of America? I don't think that there's any way we can avoid that. President Barack Obama, John McCain, the North American Union, unconstitutional drug and gun laws, a national ID card. What's your trigger point? If it happens, what will you do? The Free State Project participants choose what event will trigger their move to New Hampshire to join the fight for freedom. Check it out at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Let's go right to your phone calls and talk to Lucas in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Lucas.
Hey, guys. Mr. Yeah. Hardcore here. And I was listening to the Saturday show, and there was this woman on talking about how the kids who go through the public school system aren't idiots. Well, as somebody who spent the past five years in public school, let me tell you, people, your money's going down the tubes.
Why do you say that?
Last year there was about 90 kids in the grade. And I can tell you that maybe 20 of them bothered to pay attention, and even less, and some of them didn't even show up this class ever. I'm dead serious.
Well, I think that there's probably some kids that managed to milk the government system for a better education than others do. I think that it really depends more so on what their interest level is. And I think that for me, school was sort of beat out my interest level in what I was learning. It was just so structured.
Well, it made learning boring. And they could have made learning fun. There were the select teachers, and those are the ones you always remember their names.
Mm-hmm.
The select
teachers. I remember Mr. Clark.
That made a concerted effort to actually make their curriculum fun and interesting. And those, again, as I said, those are the people you remember. I can't tell you the name of my second grade teacher. You know,
Ms. Bonema. She was a Cadillac.
Moreover, it seems to me like they're trying to poison the kids' mind against the free market. And that's why I have trouble trying to grasp some of the concepts you talk about here.
Oh, they definitely do. I mean, the whole government school system is designed to, as we said Saturday night, to crank out a bunch of dullards who believe that the state is all and the state is important and the government is great and that we really need the government around. And, you know, the reason we have a civil society is because of our government. And really, I mean, of course it's going to worship the state. The state runs the schools. I mean, it's just like with a Catholic school. They're going to teach you about the Jesus or whatever it is they teach you in Catholic school, and so the state's going to teach you about the state and why it's so wonderful.
Yep, and if you want to combat any sort of altruist argument for anything, you should look up this philosopher, I guess you call him. His name's Andrew Ryan, and he's just great, outspoken against altruism and
Now, the idea of altruism is to simply, isn't it just like doing
nice
good
things
for people? I mean, what's wrong with that?
Oh, he says that whenever somebody wants others to do their work, they call upon their altruism. He fled the Soviet Union just as it was becoming the Soviet Union because he thought in America he would be able to profit off the strength of his own muscles, the brilliance of his own mind, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, I agree with the general concept that those who are, you know, the lazy people, the bureaucrats or whatever, they would like other people to do their work for them, and that's kind of, you know, the whole idea behind this national service thing is that we should get these young people involved in the state so they can serve and give of their time and their effort and get very, very little in compensation, and that's altruism, that they should, you know, be happy to give all of this time of theirs back to the state because they owe it to them.
Yep.
I mean, that may be one viewpoint on altruism, but I think generally as a concept, there's nothing wrong inherently with the idea of helping people. I mean, the point is
the wrong is comes in forcing people to do something,
but then it's not altruistic.
Right, understood. But you know, if you use your altruism to force other people to do things, like, well, we're going to feed the hungry, so everybody's going to have to give a certain amount of money so that we can feed the hungry. So part of it's altruistic and part of it's not, but it's the force aspect. In the same way that if we're going to fight the Red Menace, so everybody's going to have to give a certain amount, it's the force, not the altruism. So one could speak out against aggressive force, and that's a really great thing to speak out against on a national level. You know, don't start wars with other countries. In the same way that did you say Andrew Ryan's?
Andrew Ryan, you should look him up sometime.
I will make an effort.
Thank you, Lucas, for the call tonight and the suggestion. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You know, Mark, we got a couple of emails that were very helpful and critical at the same time recently after our conflict last week with the listeners.
We got a whole bunch of them.
KGEZ. Two of them in particular were quite good. There was one I wanted to share, but the other one I didn't want to share was very good. I just wanted to address something, one of his critiques on the air.
Okay.
And one of his critiques was that I'm too quick to jump to the dictionary. That
I remember that one, yeah.
That somehow it's authoritarian of me to go and jump into the dictionary to get meanings of words. And I don't see how that's authoritarian in any way. I mean, certainly I am submitting myself to...
You wouldn't. You're a dictionary authoritarian.
Well, no, I'm submitting myself to the so-called authority of the dictionary, but that's a voluntary choice. I'm saying, well, I think that words are important and that it's important to use the right words to communicate your ideas. And I understand, he pointed out that words can change over time, and, you know, with the English language, things can... over time, be different.
Usually, the changes are noted inside the dictionary too.
That
much
is
true. The old definitions and the new definitions.
Right, and so while I understand that point, I still think it's important to get your words right to make sure that you're accurate. So I went and looked up altruism here just to see what the actual definition was, because you and I didn't have an exact definition. We just kind of thought that altruism doing
nice
good things for people.
Yeah, nice
but
things
there's
for people.
A qualifier.
Ah.
Okay, number one, unselfish regard for or devotion to the welfare of others. Or two, behavior by an animal that's not beneficial to or may be harmful to itself, but that benefits others of its species. So with those definitions, then I can understand Lucas's objection to the idea of altruism. I mean, it's kind of an absurd concept, because somebody like me, I don't believe in the idea that somebody could be somebody could at any time be unselfish in their lives. I think that everything you do whether it's working for charity or going to work for yourself during the day or whatever it is that you're doing for selfish motives.
Right.
Maybe you are losing money, maybe you're spending time, but you're feeling good. And so that feeling good of going in and helping at the soup kitchen or whatever it is that you're doing that you feel...
Or sanctimonious.
Yeah, you might want to feel... Because people have been telling you these things, as Lucas was pointing out, in the government school system, they've been telling you that it's good to be altruistic, that it's good to sacrifice yourself for these greater causes. But it's not in any way unselfish, and so therefore I don't think that there could really be, I mean, by that definition,
there's no such thing as altruism.
Yeah. Hmm. So there is such a thing as being charitable and doing nice things and helping people. I mean, the fact is one of the rules of the universe, as far as I'm concerned, and certainly the marketplace, is that you have to give people what they want. You have to serve others in order to eventually get what it is that you want. If I want to get rewarded, I have to make other people happy with my efforts and what it is I did for them.
What I find disturbing about definitions in general and jumping to the dictionary for answers to things is that not all dictionaries define things exactly the same way.
It's true.
And one can begin to get into the area of splitting hairs, and if you manage to get a definition that's far enough removed from the other one, you can read all kinds of things into it. So,
That was the other one of his...
There's no standard authority when it comes to these words.
That was one of his other points, was sort of about that splitting hairs issue, wherein, for instance, if somebody is talking on the phone with us and they'll say the term we, I'll sort of jump in with a snide remark about how, well, not me, I'm not included in that. I've certainly been doing that a lot recently, and I think I should cut that back. So I definitely agree.
It certainly irritates the crap out of me.
Yeah, yeah. And it's unnecessary. I mean, I could make the comment later on down the line if necessary. There's no point in interrupting people with that. So don't think I don't take your critique seriously. I absolutely do. It's just I'm not going to accept them all and automatically. I still think it's important to get your terms correct. Otherwise, if you get the word completely wrong, you sound like a nincompoop. You don't know what you're talking about. 800-259-9231. You bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney. Finalized a contract in London and demoed our new product in Boston. Online from my desk with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus. focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at PNCDistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features are free. And if you want to help support the show, then one of the things you can do is go and vote for Free Talk Live over at vote.freetalklive.com. We do need your votes to help push us up the charts at Podcast Alley and keep us in the number one position, which I'm not sure if we're at.
Oh, yeah, we're fine, and we shouldn't be mentioning it.
We're fine?
We're doing so well.
How well?
Well, it's going to take me just a second to pull it up, but it was 47 votes in the lead. So.
All right, that's good, but it's not good enough to keep us there all month long. So here's our last one for now. You said, what's our threshold, 25 votes?
25, 50, somewhere. So we should figure out something.
Okay, well, if we fall below a certain vote threshold, then we'll start mentioning it.
Those of you who are irritated about hearing the votes...
Nobody ever emails saying they're irritated.
No, it never had, but now I'm asking... If you're irritated, give us a threshold, please. We haven't come up with that on our own, so
there you go.
There you go.
All right. So vote.freetalklive.com. If you haven't done it in August, we still need you. Did it take us 10 days to get there, Mark? Do you know?
Nine.
About 9 or 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, we continue with your calls here. You can take control and bring up anything. Renee in North Carolina, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Renee. Renee, going once. Renee.
Hello.
Hello. Renee. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, the battle is over for Ron Paul, but there is one battle still available where we really could send a shock and awe message that we are breaking free of the right-left paradigm. You know, when Ron Paul ran, many Democrats forgot their minor differences because they realized liberty was more important, and they crossed over and they worked hard and opened their wallets for Ron Paul.
They did, that's mm-hmm. true.
And the thing is, Cindy Sheehan, you know, we talk about independence. Cindy Sheehan has won where she will be on the ballot as an independent. Think about what this
Wait a minute, hold on. Wait, she running for what? President?
No,
she's running for a congressman for Nancy Pelosi's seat.
Oh, okay. Okay,
see, because we can't win for president. But think about what this would do. If, you know, they say the enemy of my enemy is my friend. A lot of people on the conservative side need to realize that that road goes both ways, and it's time for them to cross back over. If the so-called conservative truth and patriot movement got behind and joined hands, even if they forgot their little differences like, oh, she's a liberal or she's a woman or whatever, and forgot that and got behind, and we all, both liberals, Democrats, conservatives, Democrats, Republicans, whatever, independents, got behind and pushed Cindy Sheehan, did a money bomb for her, whatever, and pushed her, what kind of message would that send if we kick Nancy Pelosi out. It would be a
nice idea,
for
but
all
of
us.
Renee, it's a nice idea, but here's my question that I have. I mean, we haven't talked to Cindy in a long time. We had her on the program a couple years ago when she was doing some civil disobedience to talk to her about that stuff. But I don't really know exactly what her position is. I certainly haven't gotten word that Cindy is in any way somebody that understands
liberty.
She's going
to be superior to Pelosi.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt.
Let me get to my question, Renee. Hang on, sweetie. I want to get to my question.
So you can answer it.
Okay.
So my question is, I mean, how does this woman actually understand liberty? I mean, because I know that the last time we talked to her, she was kind of coming around to understanding that the Republicans and the Democrats are the same. I think she had kind of gotten that point because she had been looking to the Democrats as her potential savior. And then, of course, 2006 came around and they didn't do anything to change anything, as many people were expecting them to do. So she was disappointed by that. So I think she's a candidate. I think she's somebody that is certainly open-minded enough to learn about these ideas. But
exactly.
I could understand why people don't. I mean, if she's not principled, if she doesn't really understand liberty, if she's just sort of against the two-party system, then I can understand why that's not really jazzing people up like Ron Paul's campaign did. And if she's not out there advocating true individual liberty on almost every single issue as Ron Paul was, I mean, Ron Paul was like a 99% 99% pure liberty-minded guy. How close is Cindy? I mean, is she like 60%?
You see, you're proving my point. The thing is, and why that the Republicans and Ron Paul supporters aren't as big a people as the Democrats who got over their small stuff and crossed over. Like you said, I was so glad when your co-host said that. No matter what your differences are, if she has certain differences with you, you know she's much better than Pelosi. And like you said, it's...
Yeah, but I can't get excited about that anymore. Like, I am so burned out on the whole political idea that I can't get excited by a candidate that's just better than the other two candidates. They need to be...
I don't know about excitement, but I'd take her.
They need to be hugely better than the other candidates for me to get interested enough to pay attention to their campaign.
Right.
You're missing the point. The point is that they would see Democrats and Republicans and liberals and conservatives forgetting their differences to send a message to the people in Congress, anybody but you. We're
tied
nice in
accord
idea. With the right-left paradigm. I, you see, people don't get the shock and awe psyops message.
But
we
I'm beyond that.
With
I mean, I see where you're coming
beyond.
From. And it may be, you know, it may be something that's persuasive to people still in the political realm, but I'm beyond the right-left paradigm to the point where I'm beyond the government paradigm. Like, I'm not even interested in any of this. I mean, I see where you're coming from, but I'm not going to get excited about somebody that does not understand
Somebody's
liberty.
Somebody's going to fill Pelosi's seat. It can be Pelosi.
Who cares
or
who fills her seat?
Or it can be Cindy Sheehan.
You know, the government's going to be bigger and stronger and more intrusive in our lives, whether it's Cindy Sheehan or whoever the hell the libertarian is.
Sound defeated.
Or whatever. Well, it doesn't matter to me, Mark. I mean, the government at the federal level is completely irrelevant to my life. I don't send them any money, and I think that we'd be much better off. If all the people that have supported Ron Paul's campaign, you know, had just decided to non-cooperate with the state instead and save their money, that would have been more effective. We'd be closer to liberty. I mean, getting behind political candidates is the least effective, most inefficient way to achieve any sort of semblance of improvement in the governmental structure. Which again, I am not necessarily interested in achieving. I just simply want it to leave me the hell alone. And I don't think I'm ever going to get that from running political campaigns or supporting political campaigns. So I'm sure there are people out there that will agree with you because a lot of our listeners are still political. And so I want to thank you for your call tonight. And I'm sure they appreciate the suggestion. Maybe they will take a look at Cindy's campaign. But I could also understand.
I think it's very interesting.
It's just, you know, the idea of crossing sides. I mean, okay, that's nice. Give me a reason to get interested. I mean, Ron Paul...
There's a lot of things that go on in the show that I may not be interested in. I don't poo-poo them all.
Well, she was suggesting these ideas, and I was talking about how I felt about it, okay? I think it's a waste of time. And I think that all the money that was spent on Ron Paul's campaign was a pretty big waste of money. It could have been... I mean, as far as reaching out to people, which is
you
the reason I gave...
You sent money to
that's
the campaign.
That's right. I gave money to the Ron Paul campaign because it was... having an effect at reaching out to people. But I can still critique and say I think that that money would have been more effective spent on, you know, a quality Hollywood movie production or something like that that would have been that could have been blasted out to people that weren't paying attention to politics, for instance. I mean, $20 million or whatever is what they ended up having in their bank account, that's a significant chunk of change, unlike any libertarian or pro-liberty organization has ever had to play with in that short of a period of time. I just think it could have been spent better, and there was some things to critique about the Ron Paul campaign and the way it was run.
I'm not pleased to death about this campaign for liberty that they're going about now.
I don't even know anything about it.
I can't get excited about it, but...
What is it? It's just like, what? What is that?
I don't know. More rallies?
Yay. All right, let's change the system from the inside. It's hard for me to get excited. So I was just telling Renee that if she wants somebody like me to get jazzed about Cindy Sheehan's campaign, I got to hear something. There's got to be some buzz. And I guess that's a little bit of buzz. Maybe I'll look into it and we'll see what her positions are. But if she's supporting the state on, you know, most of her issues...
I think it would be pretty clear that Cindy Sheehan probably isn't surrounded by and therefore doesn't have a pro-liberty position on everything.
Well, that's what I was trying to get across to Renee, was that if you aren't
exciting
enough...
I think it would be still valuable to knock Pelosi out and put Sheehan in.
Fine. Okay, who was the guy that replaced Bob Barr down in Georgia?
I don't know.
Exactly. See, it hasn't really been that valuable. Sure, they got Bob Barr out, but the government's bigger than it's ever been before. So what's the real, I mean, in the wash, what's it all worth? All of the effort and stuff. Which is what I was trying to get across to Renee, was that it's got to be motivating. And Ron Paul's message was motivating. It didn't have anything to do with Republican or Democrat. I mean, Ron Paul ran as a libertarian in 1998. By all accounts, he still is a almost completely pro-liberty individual. And it's that principled message of, you know, sound money and free markets that really got those Democrats excited that she was talking about. When he went to college campuses to speak to these 20-somethings, they were crazy about him. They loved Ron Paul. So if Cindy's got a message that's as powerful, then she'll get the activists behind her and they'll do the similar things that Renee was suggesting. They'll get out there and they'll do those money bomb things. No one's stopping them, whoever it is that supports her campaign.
Well, she's trying to get people to, you know, to hear something about
it. There you go. So we'll take a look into it and see if it's worthwhile. 800-259-9231, hour two coming up, Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. Interknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all Interknobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's Interknobs.com. Interknobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at Interknobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Wake up!